The Beast Arises. Shadow of Ulanor by Rob Sanders. Read by Gareth Armstrong. Fire sputters. The shame of our deaths and our heresies is done. They are behind us, like wretched phantoms. This is a new age, a strong age, an age of Imperium. Despite our losses, despite the fallen suns, despite the eternal silence of the Emperor, now watching over us in spirit instead of in person, we will endure. There will be no more war on such a perilous scale. There will be an end to wanton destruction. Yes, foes will come and enemies will arise. Our security will be threatened, but we will be ready, our mighty fists raised. There will be no great war to challenge us now. We will not be brought to the brink like that again. Capturing. It is a law inflexible that whatever circumstances fail to destroy a species only serve to enhance it further. Early scientists, wading through their own ignorance, came to understand this in observing the long-lost species of ancient Terra. Our first primitive steps into the Sol system and the systems beyond confirmed these observations on other worlds. During the stellar exodus and the golden ages of expansion, the principle was proven again and again in the dominant Xenos species we encountered and studied. We discovered it in the mythological cycles and emergence of the Eldar, in the extinction and terrible rebirth of the ancient Necrontyr, in the genetically engineered barbarism of the Orcs. Every species thinks of its development, its destiny, as its own. This is forward-looking vanity. For those who look back, know that we are nothing more than the product of dark and desperate times. A species should embrace its doom, own it, acknowledge the part it plays in crafting body, mind, and our presence on planes beyond. The skies have long shown us the way. As the light of distant stars, thousands of years in the travelling, shone down on ancient Terra and the surface of the Red Planet, we might have seen our fate reflected. While we were still but gawping savages, the ancient races of the galaxy were already fighting by the light of alien suns, failing, succeeding, growing stronger, for only the strong survive. Strength has many forms, however. The crumbling empire of the Eldar and the tombs of the Necrontyr may ring with the silence of ages, but only a fool would think their threat consigned to the dusty pages of history. They have been tried and they have been tested, but they exist on. They have learned the lessons of calamity. They live the determination of a survivor race. Unlocked potential resides within the horror of their alien flesh. Some say it is heresy to suggest such things, but like the light of those distant stars, truth finds its way through the obfuscation and darkness of ignorance. Humanity is here, and we are no different. Like the Eldar, our empire has faltered and we have fallen. Like the Necrontyr, we have had to adapt. In many ways, though it might seem abhorrent to admit it, we share the most with the Orcs. To humanity, they are a plague threatening to engulf the galaxy. To others, we are no different. A scourge of soft flesh and barbarous technologies whose stated objective, announced with bombast to the void, is to cleanse the stars of Xenos presence and assimilate all into an empire. Like the Orcs, our dominion ebbs and expands, our strength and appetites grow. In our every defeat lie the seeds of future victories. First comes the darkness and the thunder, and then the light of the dawn, terrible and true.